Seeing Red by Ashley Mulvihill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock.
And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
We're always busy marching to and fro. And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
From dusk till dawn, we're always on the go.
The ants are gathered around the sapball court. Felix Ant is on fire, smashing home another winning stroke. Felix smiles. It feels good to be number one. All the ants chant in unison.
Felix is the champ.
Ace Ant swaggers onto court.
Not until he's beaten me, he isn't.
Ace serves the sap ball. Felix slaps it back. Ace returns even harder. Felix misses. He can't believe it, but he's lost the game. All the ants chant, mandibles chattering.
Make way for the new champ.
Felix stays put, folding his arms stubbornly.
I'm not going anywhere.
The ants are outraged.
Ace beat you fair and square. Make way for the new champ.
What is all this about?
Felix holds his ground, pouting.
But you said I was the champ.
Ace laughs.
Listen to this guy. He's living in the past.
All the other ants laugh along with Ace. Angered, Felix starts to burn up, his legs glowing red. Ace puts a hand on Felix's shoulder to gently guide him from the court. Felix lashes out, slapping his hand away.
Get your sticky claw off me!
Sergeant Ant sees Felix slap Ace. He strides over.
Time out, Felix, off the court.
A bamboo wind chime sounds. Lunchtime, Felix scowls.
Fine, it's lunch anyway.
Sergeant Ant glares at Felix.
I told you, time out. You can have lunch when I say so.
The fire begins crawling up Felix's legs, into his thorax and up his slender neck. Felix yells.
But I want lunch. I'm hungry.
Sergeant Ant frowns.
Shouting and screaming won't get you your way. If you keep that up, Felix, your head might explode.
The fire crawls into Felix's head. As his anger burns, Felix watches the other ants file in to eat, opening their mandibles as Tuck Shop Ant squeezes yellow goodness out from the end of a banana. Felix screams out,
Banana smoothie is my favourite and I'm starving!
Sergeant Ant stands firm.
And you can have banana smoothie once you calm down and that fiery head of yours goes back to its normal colour.
Taking a few short breaths, Felix manages to get the fiery glow to retreat away from his face and back down to his neck.
I'm sorry, Sarge. I really didn't mean to get angry. Sometimes I can't control it. I promise I will never hit another ant again. Please let me have banana smoothie.
Sergeant Ant sighs.
All right. But I'll be watching you closely.
Felix grins, dashing over to the lunch queue, mandibles snapping in anticipation of the fruity feast. Felix's glowing body sticks out like a sore thumb amongst the line of ants. They turn and snicker at his fire-red body. Ace calls out,
Nice neck. A red neck.
All the ants laugh in unison. The fire crawls back up toward Felix's face as his anger swells. With his mandibles glowing like hot coals, Felix yells and runs towards his tormentors, arms and antennae flailing wildly. Sergeant Ant is there in a flash, wrapping Felix in a bear hug before he can get anywhere near the other ants.
I told you I would be watching. No banana for you today, Felix.
Felix's antennae glow hotter than ever before, so hot they burst into flame. Tuck Shop Ant dashes in with a leaf bucket full of water, dousing Felix's fire before he sets the whole nest alight. Soaking wet, but still glowing red, Felix frowns as the other ants burst into laughter. He mopes away, devastated. Hoppy Ant sidles up beside him as he trudges along.
What happened, Felix?
Through his tears, Felix explains.
I don't mean to get so angry. It's just that I fire up when things don't go my way.
Hoppy takes Felix by the hand and sits him on a rock. As the two ants sit side by side, Hoppy explains.
Sounds to me, Felix, like you feel and act at the same time.
Felix listens carefully as Hoppy continues.
Everyone gets angry from time to time. It's okay to feel angry, Felix, but it's what you do with your anger that matters. If you want, I can give you a few tips on how to stay calm and think clearly so you don't lose control.
Felix looks hopeful.
I'll take any help I can get.
First, Felix, walk away. At the first sign of firing up, go straight to your special place to calm. If you don't walk away, you may end up using unfriendly words and actions. Next, calm your body so you can calm your mind. Breathe deeply in and out and count your belly breaths. Use your self-talk and tell yourself, I can be calm. If your body stays fired up, you act unwisely. Third, Felix, get rid of angry energy so you feel good again. Next, tune in to your thinking. Tune out unhelpful thoughts like, it's not fair. Unhelpful thoughts fuel your anger. Instead, Felix, tune into your helpful thoughts. Say to yourself, I don't have to win every game. Helpful thoughts keep you calm and in control. Finally, Felix, imagine yourself staying calm the next time you lose a game. Make a picture of yourself inside your head. Breathe slowly. You are calm and in control. With those tips, Felix, you can control the fire when it starts to flare.
Felix thanks Hoppy and heads back to the satball court. Along the way, Felix imagines himself staying calm as he prepares to play his number one rival, Ace. Felix takes the court. It's a quick game, shots fired back and forth in a skillful flurry, but Ace is the victor again.
Off the court, loser!
Ace taunts. Felix feels his legs begin to glow, but instead of letting the fire continue up into his thorax, he walks away. Felix takes a few moments to calm his body so he can calm his mind. He breathes slowly in and out, counts his belly breaths, and tells himself,
I can be calm.
Getting rid of his angry energy, Felix hops from one end of the hop rock court to the other. He tunes in to helpful thinking to soothe the burn some more.
It's just a game. I don't like to lose, but I can deal with it.
Felix looks down and realizes the fire is gone. He smiles and heads back to the satball court to congratulate Ace on his win.
Well done, Ace. You played a great game.
Sergeant Ant, surprised by Felix's friendly actions, invites the whole colony to cheer for the two undisputed champions of the satball court. Ant Patrol was written by Ashley Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock. This audiobook was performed by Joshua Tyler and Emily Rose Brennan. It was directed by Joshua Tyler, produced by Natalie Palomo and Joshua Tyler of Collide. Sound and music by Studio Ripple. Ant Patrol is the property of Master Institute Publications. To find out more, go to masterprogram.com.au.